Welcome, welcome to the Cody Brown Show. I am your VIA host, Cody Brown, and let's talk about the flourishing entrepreneur. Now, mind you, this is not the Let's Talk segment. This is the flourishing entrepreneur part three. And what we are going to discuss, what I am going to discuss briefly, I'm going to try to be as layman as possible, and I'm going to try to be as brief as possible because I myself, I have a short attention span. So with that being said, what I want to revisit is about how entrepreneurs these days don't tell stories. You have a few mentors out there who revisit the development of their past, and they reflect on the establishment on how they've got to point A to point Z. Okay. And they explain how their development from point A to point B occurred, whether that had been planned or handed over or by birthright or self-made. But for the most part, I really want to tackle in, are you going to tell your story, or are you just going to play it in the back end? For the most part, that's what I'm doing. And that's why the Cody Brown Show, in pertaining to podcast form, has come about, in pertaining to I want to encourage aspiring entrepreneurs to be able to claim entrepreneurship. Mind you, this far as an established entrepreneur, in pertaining to the beginning stage of establishment, has been a journey so far of many challenges, challenges within self, challenges of opportunity, as well as face value, you know, accepting things for what it is, and moving forward. But for the most part, I also want to reflect on how to develop head over heart. And a lot of entrepreneurs, well, aspiring entrepreneurs, we tend to follow the emotion over common sense, okay? And so we miss out on a lot of opportunities, and sometimes we devalue our brand, our service. And I'm going to speak on that for the most part, but putting that into parentheses and pertaining to devaluing ourselves, we cater by not planning the demographics that we're targeting. And what I mean by devaluing ourselves, example, let's say the product is, or the service, initially the value of the service is $400. But because you have placed your emotion, you literally devalued yourself and you sold that service for $49, right? Putting emotion over head over matter. And we'll get into that. And then the next bullet point that we're going to, well, that I am going to, I'm trying to fix that, is I would like to touch bases on the negatives, more negative feedback, more negative good errors, definitely equal positivity, positive results. And I know that sounds a little out there, but sometimes we have to put math into our system to make things be productive and get those positive results. So welcome to the Cody Brown Show. I'm your VIA host, Cody Brown. If you're now just tuning in to the Cody Brown Show because you have fast forward this pre-recording, I welcome you and I thank you so much. And also don't forget, everyone, that the Beauty Box sponsors the Cody Brown Show, and the Beauty Box culture believes in quality over quantity. If you are new to the Cody Brown Show, again, I welcome you. Welcome to the community of the Cody Brown Show. This is definitely a platform of empowerment. And if you have a story to tell, or if you would like to sponsor, or if you're looking for sponsorship, definitely email for all inquiries at codybrownshow@gmail.com. And for those of you who have been following and supporting the Cody Brown Show this far, if you have noticed, it was announced that Tuesdays would be the Flourishing Entrepreneur would be uploaded, and then on Fridays, the Let's Talk would be uploaded. But unfortunately, this is the life of the entrepreneurship, and that is the one thing that I have definitely just learned, that don't create work that overfeeds you and you can't even chew it. I know there's another way to say it, but hopefully that makes sense. You know, as an entrepreneur, you can create as much work as you want, right? And unfortunately, I believe that it was a good error. So you're going to definitely see two double up episodes for the Flourishing Entrepreneur. So the new segment for this week will be tomorrow. So, and then Let's Talk, you'll also have a double. So let's go into it. All right. So revisiting the development of the past. For those of you who are establishing entrepreneurs, I truly believe that all of us have common traits. I'm not going to go up into, the cultural form of upbringing. I'm totally bypassed that, and I don't want to be drained. So, and I don't want to drain you. So we're just going to kind of stick to a more higher elevation in pertaining to revisiting, just being very blunt and very open, because as an entrepreneur, you have to, I don't want to say have tough skin, but for the most part, you have to be very bold and you have to be very straightforward. And if you are not, you will get taken advantage of, your service, your product, because you're basically saying, here, you can do whatever you please and you can have it. But not every entrepreneur just comes out of the bat as strong mentally, physically, verbally. Okay. You have to go through some things and have some experience. And through those experiences, you're able to grow that strength, those boundaries. And I truly believe that there is not enough entrepreneurs out there speaking up and saying, hey, X, Y, and Z, and this is how I have been able to dominate, right? Dominate my service, dominate my product, because we can all purchase water and create it and put our name on it, but what it is and what the mission and what its purpose and what it's serving is what sells. And sometimes no one even cares about the water or the product or the design or the mission. Sometimes it's the person. If I could just have some kind of connection, right? There's so many demographics. So when we discuss the targeted audience, there's so many levels, because automatically if someone goes, well, what's your demographics? The first thing we think, well, ages 18 to 25 or 25 to 35, adults, women, male, you know, what? There's so many different areas. But how about targeting areas that are not common, not your particular statistic of what, because the new normal, right? How do we dominate? Because technically we are behind, right? We are so far behind, but yet there's so much opportunity that is going to be given, but we have to present ourselves and we have to be available. So hopefully I didn't go all over the place with that, but how I can use myself as example this far in my journey as an entrepreneurship in pertaining to revisiting past development, and I'm going to touch basis on speaking up. And no, it did not happen overnight. It consists of many, many times of honestly, one, being aware of the opportunity, right? Two, already having the senses that if I did not stand tall on my value, I would be devalued and took advantage of. But because I did not possess the confidence in the past of my development, of speaking up for my brand and my service. And that's why it goes all the way back to, if you go all the way back to the beginning of season one, my whole focus is self. Never take focus off of self, because if you know who you are, and as you die daily, as you grow, right? As you transform to transitioning, right? And if you look on the Instagram page, that's today, day 38, transform. And then there's a small snippet on there that talks about transform versus transformation, okay? Being aware, and then actually that full turn, that cycle, that activation, that completion. But going back to what it is that I'm saying in pertaining to me, of my journey, of my development, of speaking up for myself, for my brand, my service, and my value, you know, it took some time. And that's really the most detrimental part as an entrepreneur, is when you are presented a situation, or when you place yourself in a situation for an opportunity, or to receive a payment for service, and you devalue yourself, right? And then you sit there and then you beat yourself up, and then you say, I'm going to speak up next time because I know my worth and I know my value, right? But you have to understand that every time that you devalue yourself, you are depositing how do I say this? It's like you are saying it's okay for the transaction that I created, because this is kind of how reviews work. When someone places a review on your brand, your service, your business, however you want to put detail on it, that's a transaction. Someone's word of mouth means more than the individual actually having their own experience. It's no different. I do it all the time for the most part. If I feel a little iffy about a product or service, I will look at the reviews. But then I have to pay attention to the reviews, because some people, if you look at different products and then you start seeing the same a pattern of the same people and the same exact words, because some people don't pay attention to detail, then that lets me know that the product sucks. These are fake reviews. They're not real. They're not genuine. They're not authentic. And so if you're just now tuning in and you just fast forward to the Cody Brown Show, well, I welcome you so much. So going back to the development of reflecting from your past, identify, you know, so tell your story. For those of you who have, if you have a podcast or you're trying to figure out a way to tell your story, don't go so far. And especially if you're an individual who's saying that you're talking about empowerment and all those things, you know, that's why there's psychologists. That's why there's counselors. Let them, they need people, they need work. So when it comes down to upbringing and all that stuff, provide those, connect and build bridges and connect those services and refer those people, because there is no need for you to sit there and, again, create unnecessary work that, you know, we can't chew or digest. So moving forward, I identified an area from my past, which was speaking up for myself, speaking up for my brand, speaking up for my service. And by not doing that, what that created was devaluing, right? I lowered my prices when I know that the service that I provided value over was just, should I put a price on it moving forward? So we're not going to really stay focused on that, because like I said, I want to be very brief, and hopefully that was layman as possible. But how do you actually keep your consumer? Okay. However you want to call it, consumer, member, it's up to you. How do you want to identify your consumer? Okay, your subscriber. How do you maintain that relationship? Is this the part where you discuss your movement and you admit sacrifices? You know, what did you do so that I can learn? Because I obviously am looking at you as a mentor. Do you have a mentor program? How do you start a mentor program? And it's so hard to get distracted, especially with these social media platforms with all these ads, and they make it seem so packagely beautifully in this package, because there is a part of a path of my entrepreneurship journey where if you go back, I believe it is Flourishing Entrepreneur Part 2, where I discussed my period of my entrepreneurship of a medical biller, and I wanted to create a business. Mind you, I had no, just the cramming information, right? But there was no action. There was no movement. I didn't create the work, you know? So if you're giving the keys or bullet points of the components that you need, right? Creating your marketing work, creating your cold calling work. And, you know, cold calling is kind of hard now due to the applications that we could put on our phone, because, you know, no one wants a telemarketer calling. But let's be honest, I don't want my emails to be flooded with the same emails either. That is very annoying. It's so annoying. It's like when you're interested in a new product or brand, and then it's like, and then that pop-up of subscription, it's like, I don't want to subscribe because I know that I'm going to see something every day, right? So you have all these floods of emails, and it's like, what's important, you can't even see it because you're flooded with all these subscriptions. Unnecessary. It's just so unnecessary. But unnecessary, remember, the negative plus the negative equals positive results. So if you send out 1,000 unnecessaries, and out of those 1,000 unnecessaries, you get 5 positives, why not? If it's just a click of a button. But the components to create that system, it's a lot of footwork, right? Do we have time to do that? because we can create the end result in our minds and put it on paper. And as an established entrepreneur, especially if you don't have a team, right? Because that's what a lot of entrepreneurs are not talking about. The beginning phase, where you have to play all of these positions, which is very draining. And for those of you who have a 9-to-5, keep your job into your project, and that's what I'm going to call it, places you into a place where you can leave your 9-to-5, because that's committing suicide, right? You'll be another statistic, because right now, in the new norm, it is very, very difficult. Very, very difficult. And it's beyond the survival of the fittest. But if we don't look at that, we can be aware. Be aware, right? Be aware. But how can we master this opportunity? There should be no reason why no one is taking this opportunity of entrepreneurship. If everyone has a cellular device that is a smartphone, and you mean to tell me that you're not selling a product or service and you could sit there and drop ship? I'm not understanding. I'm not understanding why there's not a lot of self-help books. I'm not understanding at all. But that's another story. So going back into, we're going to go ahead and move forward, the developing the head over heart matter. I can only touch the thin lining, the top little thin little epidermis skin layer of it, because I am still learning as well. Having a head over heart is not an easy thing to do. It's no different than telling yourself that you're ready to have practice health and wellness or fitness or breaking a pattern that you're used to transform, again, day 38 of 365 days. Transform. What is it that you have to transform so that you can flourish as an entrepreneur? And for those of you who are still thinking about entrepreneurship and you're an aspiring entrepreneur, again, I'm encouraging you to claim that entrepreneurship. Keep your 9-to-5. You still can be an entrepreneur and support someone else's vision. So with that being said, is it easy to put your head over your heart? No, it definitely takes practice. If you are not trained from birth into an adult, definitely I am going to be honest with you. It's like a weight, a dead weight. It's a ripping. It does not feel good, because if you are an individual who practice compassion and you are so used to putting emotion before common sense, because you want to balance everything out. But after a while, when you start to realize that no matter what, the end result does not benefit you. And only way that you will be able to benefit what it is that you're trying to reap, you're definitely going to have to put head over heart. And the reason why I'm saying that is because as much as I didn't want to believe mentors from the past who verbally told me, hey, you gotta get your heart out the game. And, you know, as a young adult, it's like, I'm not playing any games. You know, I'm too grown to be tickled. You know, I am an adult, and, you know, you just don't understand. Mind you, when a student is ready to learn, the teacher will show up. And there's a lot of times where I miss opportunities because I was not listening. And sometimes you have to, I believe that was my humbling stage for the most part, you know, but now I don't encourage anyone to be humble. I literally will tell you to be content. Make sure that you know who you are. Create your boundaries. And definitely when the teacher arrives, listen, learn, ask questions last. But there's many of times where I've missed a lot of great opportunities just because of my mind frame, not stating that I knew everything, but when a teacher shows up and they're willing to invest their time, whether it be 10 minutes, 5 minutes, that's valuable because the weight of an entrepreneur is very, very heavy. And there's challenges every day. And to be adaptable to the multiple changes, it definitely takes some skill. So for those of you who come from the telemarketing world, you kind of understand what I'm saying. But moving forward, you have to take one day at a time. And it's like this show called The Cody Brown Show. I literally had to take my emotion, my heart out of it, and really accept that I want this to be genuine. I want my listeners to see it grow, right? And once I took my heart out of the situation, I started noticing that I started recording more because I was so worried about, see how things can go over your head. That's why it's very important to not be so quick to speak, because what took my heart out is I was so concerned about what people would think, what they would say, how it would sound. I was looking at what it is I didn't possess so that I can make my show more productive, how I can market it more. And once I took my heart out of it, right, I'm at more peace, right? I don't have any expectations because I believe that every listener that presses play, it's the right timing for you, right? I even go back and listen, right? I encourage myself. And as I tell you, would like to tell you to encourage yourself, but we're 27 minutes in, and I definitely want to end this before 30 minutes. Like I told you, I definitely have a short attention span moving forward. So this concludes into developing the I don't care mind frame, right? And however that takes your mind, if it took you to, well, I don't want people to think that I think I'm stuck up, or I don't want people to think that I mean, let me tell you something. If you're looking for someone to invest in your product or your service, believe me, when you propose what it is that you want or what investment that you are requesting, do you honestly think that an angel investor is going to literally allow you to waste their time? Do you believe in luck? Or you just so happily know someone that knows someone that knows someone that says, hey, oh, I heard, I'm interested. Let me tell you. Fairy tales are real if you put in the footwork. There's a catch to that. So, the I don't care method. When I'm telling you the I don't care method is no different than what I just stated. When I took my heart out of the emotion part, the unnecessary emotion that should not have existed, I created, right? The overthinking, placing an emotion of, well, what people may think or what they may say. When I took that out and I just basically, with bravery, uploaded, pressed record, and published. And I encourage you to do the same thing. Just take one day at a time, whatever it is. Make sure that you plan, 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 plan. And don't overwork yourself. Don't compare yourself to someone else. I'd rather be the turtle than the fox, than the duck. So, yes, I'm back. And I said that I was not going to go over 30 minutes, but we're going to wrap this up. Again, repeating, I would rather be the turtle than any other animal, because when you take your time, right? I mean, we're human. You know, sometimes we go beyond ourselves and we get excited, right? I'm a big kid. You know, I can get so overexcited and feel like I went to a music park, right? Because I overly charged myself. I was moving so fast that now I'm exhausted. Now I need to recharge myself. And then after I recharge myself, I see all these mistakes. But if I would have took my time, so I encourage you to take your time. Really pay attention to those details. Believe me, if you need to upload a new image of yourself, make sure you know exactly what it is that you're trying to portray. Make sure it matches the demographics. Don't upload a LinkedIn account photo that's showing your cleavage for you ladies out there. Gentlemen, don't have a button up and you're not buttoned up. What demographics are you going for? If you're on the social media platform, like I said, you'll get distracted and confused. It's very important to know what your demographics is. Make sure that your image aligns of what it is of your target audience is. That's an example of taking your time. You know, as an entrepreneur in the beginning stage, what business plan is there to create? Besides your mission, creating the steps that you need to get to what it is that you're trying to go. What story are you trying to create? I'm not trying to be aggressive here, but you know, sometimes it does get a little irritating because I get irritated with myself sometimes. And that is normal. But what is not normal is the fact that most new entrepreneurs, aspiring entrepreneurs, they give up. You know why? Because they're looking at the illusion of other brands, the comparing. You know what you should compare? What it is that they don't provide. Let me tell you one big secret about a lot of businesses that you think are so successful that they don't have. They don't have compassion. They don't take out the time of the existence of a human being. I don't care if it's literally 60 seconds. Acknowledge the presence of a human being. You have a consumer ready to buy. And if it's not actually buying your service or your product, but you definitely have a new follower, there's different categories of filling in, however you want to call it, your member, your subscriber, your consumer. You want to flourish. I'm not going to encourage you to flourish into a flower. Flowers die, even though they're beautiful when they're dead too. But you want to flourish. You want to flourish. Flourish as a human being. You want to have an essence, right? That trickles on to encourage someone else to say that I can too. So I'm going to leave it there. I'm sending love, kind, peace, perseverance, determination. It's up to you to accept it. Don't forget, love is kind, love is gentle, and that is you. Don't forget to follow us on our Instagram page at The Cody Brown Show. And also, you can find us on Facebook at The Cody Brown Project. Like and share. Also, send a message here on Anchor. Comment down below. If you have any inquiries, feel free to email thecodybrownshow@gmail.com. And that is CodyBrownShow@gmail.com. Don't forget, love is kind, love is gentle, and that is you.